Good morning. You're listening to the Whatcom Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KGMI. I'm your host, Gina Stark, for the Port of Bellingham, your regional economic partner. Today, I have two amazing women, Keena Greer-Brashear, Managing Broker with Moolap Group, and Hillary Pritchard, Community Outreach Director with Habitat for Humanity of Whatcom County. And today we're talking about the state of the housing market in Whatcom County. The housing market was in crisis before COVID hit and continues to be a challenge as we work our way out of COVID. And this morning we're going to talk about how the housing market is just continuing to be impacted. We will explore both the market rate housing and the affordable housing. So we're going to talk about both sides of the equations and everything in between. So we have a lot to unpack this morning, and I am so glad that you have decided to join us. So grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, and let's settle in for a great conversation. Welcome back. You're listening to Whatcom Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KGMI. I'm your host, Gina Stark, and this morning we have Keena Greer-Brashear, Managing Broker with the Moolap Group, and Hillary Pritchard, Community Outreach Director with Habitat for Humanity of Whatcom County. Good morning, ladies. I'm so glad to have you guys with us today. And I'm just excited to have you with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's so great. So we have a whole lot to unpack this morning. And Keena, I'm going to start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do? Because I know managing broker, it sounds like a lot of responsibility, and I'm not sure all exactly what that means. So
Sure.
can you start with that first about what it is that you do?
You bet. I'm Keena Greer-Brashear, and I'm the designated broker at the Mulliott Group Realtors. And so I'm the designated broker for all of our branches and the managing broker for our main branch on Lakeway. And we have about 100 agents underneath the umbrella. And so I actively sell real estate and also help real estate brokers within our umbrella build their businesses and manage day-to-day activities here at the office.
So that
Yeah, and I've been with Mulliott Group for 18 years, and I've been in the business for about 27 years.
Yeah. And listeners, I know you cannot see her, but let me tell you, that is very deceiving. Okay. She does not look like she can be doing anything for 18 years. All right.
Thank
So,
you.
again, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
So, we hear a lot about the housing inventory of Whatcom County. Can you tell our listeners what that is and where it currently stands, and why it matters?
You bet. So right now, inventory is pretty low. There's a lack of new homes being built. Interest rates are at a historical low. So right now, you can get a purchase loan at about 3.125, and you can refinance your home at about 3.25. So basically, free money at this point in time, if you look at it that way. Average homes in Bellingham sold for about 4% over the list price in the first quarter. And in March, we're kind of seeing things increase, and they sold for 13% above list. So we're seeing an acceleration coming up in the peak spring and summer months. And my hope is that inventory will increase as we get kind of into the spring and summer season. Inventory is what we need right now.
Yeah, so there's not a lot out there, essentially. There's just, if you're looking for a home, it's going to be really, really hard to find a home,
So,
right?
yeah, I'm on the MLS right now, and right now there are 40 active listings in the city of Bellingham. So inventory is low. There's still an opportunity, though, for buyers to be able to come in and step into housing. We're in a unique area living in Bellingham. 50% of the people, roughly 50% of the people in Bellingham rent. So there's kind of this, back and forth going on. But yeah, so it's just a very interesting time in the market. And we do have clients that are still, the dream of home ownership is a reality. It just sometimes can take longer and more writing offers than it did in the past.
Be patient.
being patient is key.
Yep. So given that, what is the average price for a home today, and how has that changed, let's say, over the past year or so?
So right now, in Whatcom County, the median price is $500,000. So we're up about 19%. In Bellingham, City of Bellingham proper, the median price is $607,500, which is pretty unbelievable. We're up about 20% over last year. So essentially what's happening is, during this decade of the rebounding in the housing market, Bellingham homes are typically selling for about 98% of their list price. And the first quarter of this year, the average Bellingham sold for about 104% of the list price. And it's interesting too, if we looked at the surrounding areas, there's been a little bit of sprawl happening. So if you look at, Meridian, Ferndale, Linden, there's people that are spreading out in those areas, and those surrounding areas are having a larger increase right now. So, I mean, we can talk about different areas and different median prices. So right now in Blaine and Birch Bay, the median price is $460,000. Ferndale is $508,950. Linden is $520,500. Nooksack Valley is $415,000. And Seddon Valley is $472,000. So that kind of gives you an idea of where things are.
So still quite significantly, high, right? Given even a year ago, it's a significant increase. Even in our more smaller rural communities, we're seeing a significant increase of prices over last year, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So. And that's pretty shocking, given our small little communities that
it is. Yep.
So wow, that's a lot. And what about this notion too about homes being taken off the market quicker as well? Are we seeing that as well, them not staying on the market as long as they were before?
Yes, days on market is flying by now. Homes that are priced appropriately could sell within the first couple hours of being on the market. A lot of sellers now are choosing to go with an offer review date. They want to give their property a little bit of time on market before they look at offers, but it's moving pretty quick. So that's been a big change this year. Is just, we have some properties that we're seeing within our office that'll have anywhere from 3 to 18 offers on one property.
Wow, that is significant. So that means that there's quite a large demand for these homes. And then they're not on the market for very long amount of time.
Correct.
So that has also been a significant shift. Mm-hmm. And what about what are the types of buyers who are purchasing these homes? Can you kind of share that a little bit with us?
Most definitely. So our office, we've had a lot of people relocating from areas like Portland, Seattle, and California. We've also seen buyers coming to Bellingham, and with COVID and being able to work remotely, we have some Seattle people that have actually relocated here. And while they can work remotely, they will. And talking with some clients, they want to stay here in Bellingham and they'll commute to Seattle. They're just kind of wanting to come to Bellingham because, the secret is out about Bellingham, the quality of life here. We have so many draws with mountain biking and Mount Baker and being situated in the middle of Seattle and Vancouver and great schools. And so there's a lot of that happening. And we're also seeing a lot of people with multi-generational housing. So when COVID hit, some people wanted their mom and dad to live with them, or, so there's been a shift in people who are downsizing, people who are upsizing. And then we're also seeing a lot of people who are working from home and need more space. And so they're selling their existing home to find a home that would have two offices in them, so they could work from home. So wow, it's just been an interesting year for sure. And the real estate market is very strong.
Wow. Thank you. And with that, we are going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this change in the market And then we're also going to be talking to Hillary, who's going to bring us a great perspective as we're going to talk also about the affordable housing side of the market and what has changed about that. So stay tuned and we will be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Walk and Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KGMI. I'm your host, Gina Stark for the Port of Bellingham. And this morning we have Keena Greer-Brashear and Hillary Pritchard, and we are talking about the state of housing in Whatcom County. And Keena was just giving us kind of setting the stage of what the market rate housing looks like in terms of what the housing inventory looks like, which is very, very short. But, you know, there is still housing out there, so not to panic, just that, you know, we might need to be a little bit patient, but also that, you know, the price of housing has gone up significantly. And that's something that buyers also need to be aware of. But also, Keena, you were also talking to us about that who are purchasing these homes has changed. And also, I think you were talking a little bit before the break, a little bit about the makeup of housing and why has changed. Can you kind of just, for our listeners who might be just tuning in, can you kind of retouch on that a little bit about those that are purchasing those homes and the change of why they are purchasing these homes?
You bet. Yeah. So we've had a little bit of a shift this year with COVID. As you know, people's lives have changed. So we have people that are moving to Whatcom County and Bellingham from such areas as Portland, Seattle, California. And as I mentioned previously, the secret is out about Bellingham. You know, people come to visit Bellingham. They love it. They want to move here. The quality of life is a huge draw with, you know, we have Galbreath for mountain biking, awesome trails, beaches. We're really close to Mount Baker for those who like to snowboard and ski. And we're located in the middle of Seattle and Vancouver. So you have big cities surrounding you, but you're in this really fun kind of little protected bubble where parks are awesome, schools are great, and people really love Bellingham. When my family members come and visit, they always talk about that, about, you know, possibly relocating here. So when COVID hit, a lot of people are working from home and exploring areas such as Bellingham, right? So we had people coming to town, purchasing here, working remotely. And I don't think there's going to be a big surge of people selling their home that purchased here that are working remotely. We're going to see people commuting, in my opinion. You know how it is when you come to Bellingham, you just fall in love with it and you don't ever want to leave. This is something that we all talk about, and people have gone to Western, they move away, and you always come back. This is home, right? So we have a lot of that. And then we have people moving into a different situation where when we're working from home, you might need, you know, if it's a couple, they might need two home offices. So there's people that are selling their smaller homes, purchasing larger homes because they, you know, and people who have kids that need to homeschool, there needs to be space for everyone in times of COVID. So we're also seeing a lot of multi-generational housing. So we have people that are moving their parents in or people that are moving in with their parents and looking for smaller or bigger homes. So there's a lot of shift happening. And it's just been an interesting thing to watch things unfold. And also it's been super helpful that rates have been low. That's helping, you know, it's helping people with their buying power. And as I mentioned before too, the real estate market can be a little daunting, but we have all sorts of tricks up our sleeves as real estate brokers to help you find a home. It will take some time in today's market sometimes, but you know, I have a client that we showed a house to and they were under contract the next day. So it can happen. It just is a time to be patient and hang in there.
Yeah. And when you were talking about that shift, and I know you work a lot in Bellingham, but are you also seeing that shift, especially those multi-generational families kind of shifting maybe out of Bellingham into the more rural areas where it might be a more affordable and also be where you can find more of those single family homes?
Yes. Oh, yes, 100%. So it's interesting because the number of homes that sold in Bellingham first quarter of this year was down 13%. Countywide, it's up 9.2%. In the hottest markets right now, which talk about sprawl, Ferndale is up 58.9%. Mount Baker is up 57.8%. And Nooksack Valley is up 17.9%. So there's the sprawl.
Yeah, there it is right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So kind of what you kind of it kind of expected, right? Mm-hmm. So now that kind of as I kind of make this shift as we talk about again that sprawl and that affordability, right? Because when you need that larger home, you have that larger family, we then start talking about that affordability. Mm-hmm. So Hillary, I now come to you. Can you tell us a little bit about you? And also, can you tell us a bit about Habitat for Humanity?
Certainly. Hi, Gina and Kina. Thank you so much for having me here. It's awesome. So my name is Hillary. I work with Habitat for Humanity here in Whatcom County, doing community engagement and outreach for this organization. So that means that I get to work with organizations, companies, and the public around the county to share the message about Habitat for Humanity, inform people on what we do, and offer everyone the opportunity to get involved, because there's a lot of things that companies and individuals can really do to help support and help provide affordable housing within our community. So Habitat for Humanity in Whatcom County, we are what's considered a self-sustaining affiliate of Habitat International. And so what that means is that as Habitat for Humanity, we work with families to help break the cycle of poverty by building homes. The idea to create safe, affordable homeownership opportunities and really enable people that space to then be able to grow the rest of their lives. I'm a homeowner and I just know how much it has changed my life, and I think we've all seen it, especially with this real estate bubble, how much equity that can build, how much growth it can offer to a family, and just how many opportunities that you can really have once you are able to get into your own home, and especially when that home can be safe and stable. So I would like to mention though that Habitat for Humanity International is of course an international organization. This affiliate here in Whatcom County, we just work in Whatcom County for Whatcom County residents. We are primarily funded by Whatcom County donors and volunteers, so we are extremely local. The families who are in our program, and I should say, I always call people partner families or partner home buyers, but by family, we mean individuals, two people. It's a very wide definition of family. You do not need to be married with children to be in the Habitat for Humanity program. We have several individuals who are part of our partner family program. But what we do ask our home buyers or our partner families to be is working Whatcom County residents who are earning at least 30% area median income and have a decent credit score. And are able to partner with us because Habitat for Humanity is a home ownership program, and therefore the result is a mortgage. It's just a very affordable mortgage for these families. We also ask our families to put in about 500 hours of sweat equity and a $500 down payment. So they're putting in a lot of time and effort into getting into our program, and it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Many of the families who are in our program are currently living in substandard housing, which can be anything from homes in disrepair, such as mold, mildew, you know, with the classic things that we may think of, poor insulation. It can also be overcrowding, paying more than 50% of your household income on rent, living in a dangerous area. overcrowding was definitely something that came up a bit, especially during COVID.
Thank you, Hillary. And so we have to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to continue our great conversation about the state of the housing. We're going to learn a little bit more about Habitat. So stay tuned. We will be right back. Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Whatcom Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KJMI. I'm your host, Gina Stark, and we've been having a wonderful conversation with Keenan Greer Prashur of the Moolah Group and Hillary Pritchard with Habitat for Humanity of Whatcom County. And we're talking about the state of housing market in Whatcom County. And we've been talking with Hillary at the end of last segment, and we're learning more about Habitat for Humanity and the things that Habitat does. And Hillary, can you continue to share with our listeners about Habitat? Because one thing that I really love about Habitat is it's really, I think, unique from a lot of the other affordable housing nonprofits. I like to say that we're this complete package, and that, you know, building homes, we work with families when need be, provide mortgages and such. Can you speak to that? Because the listeners don't tune in to listen to me. They tune in to listen to my amazing guests. So can you please continue to share with our listeners about that?
Sure, I absolutely can. So yes, Habitat is definitely unique. We are an affordable housing provider. However, we are an affordable homeownership housing provider. So as I had mentioned previously, Habitat for Humanity in Whatcom County, we only work in Whatcom County, and we are primarily funded by Whatcom County residents, Whatcom County companies. So we are extremely local and really work directly with the clients living here in this community. So, you know, when you hear the words affordable housing, I think a lot of us think of large multifamily projects, perhaps subsidized rentals, otherwise government supported housing. But that is not really what Habitat for Humanity does. So we typically build homes from the ground up. We work directly with our home buyers. So our home buyers come out, they help us build the homes. Volunteers help us build the homes. We do also include the land in the purchase price of the homes, because like I said, this is a homeownership opportunity that we are working to provide for these clients that we are working with. And our families end up putting in about 500 hours of sweat equity. And we have a ton of amazing volunteers who come out on the job site weekly to build these homes from the ground up. We typically build single family homes. However, we are getting into building more townhomes or larger housing projects. So essentially, one way that I break it down is that Habitat is a not-for-profit contractor and a, if need be, a not-for-profit mortgage lender. That is essentially the core of what we do. As a not-for-profit contractor, we are really held to the exact same standards as any other contractor here in town. We abide by all of the same building codes, setbacks, city or county jurisdictions, any zoning, everything like that. So our volunteers, they are incredible, because if it is not done right, they will undo it, redo it, and make it right. There's a running joke that actually Habitat homes are much stronger than most other homes because volunteers really tend to overbuild things. So we do an amazing job. You can take a look at our website, which is hfhwhatcom.org. And under news and events, there's a tab called build updates. And there are some awesome photos where you can see exactly what we are building right now and the complete progress of these homes. And they're really cool. We have a home, a townhome, part of the Telegraph Townhomes project that is also included in the Sustainable Connections Green Homes Tour. So there is a Matterport 3D walkthrough that will be available on this in the Sustainable Connections Green Homes Tour. So you can go on there and click through and check it out. It's really cool to actually get to see what the inside of a Habitat home looks like. And you will very quickly see it looks like any other townhome that is available. We really work with, like I said, our families, our volunteers really help make these homes affordable, as do a lot of contractors and companies around town that donate services or materials to help us further these projects. And that is a lot of what makes it so that we are actually able to offer to sell these homes to our partner home buyers at a price point that is lower than what's on the market and something that they can afford. By doing so and by offering that a home ownership opportunity at a price point that is lower than the market price, which, let's face it, there's a lot of people who really cannot afford what is currently on the market today. But offering those home ownership opportunities to the mortgages that are at a price point that people earning between 30 to 80% area median income can afford, that really helps build the equity for a family, gives them that starter home to jump into the housing market, build wealth. It really helps break the generational cycle of poverty. There's so many different benefits that getting into a home and having that opportunity can provide.
Oh, that's great. And I encourage you folks, if you can, to go on the website and to check out that tour and really do see the quality of these homes, and that they are beautiful and the quality match the same as a market rate home as well. And I know Keenan will also be able to get the Mulat website and make sure we'll get your information so folks can also see the houses that you have as well. So ladies, let's take a shift here. And I know I'm going to say what I'm calling the C word, but we need to talk about it because it is affecting the market on both sides, whether it's market rate, whether it's affordable housing, and that's part of our conversation here. So I'm posing this to both of you, and I know you both have touched on it, but how has COVID impacted the demand on the housing market on both sides of the spectrum? Whether it's the for market or the affordable housing. And so, Keenan, I'll start with you. And I know you touched on it, but how has it impacted the market side of things?
So the real estate market was incredibly busy last year. And so we've seen, the average prices have gone up a little bit. Inventory is down. We're still encouraged, though, because interest rates have continued to stay low, and that helps people that are trying to get into home ownership. And there's other options, too. I mean, there's people that are purchasing condominiums and townhomes and zero lot line homes, which are essentially basically like half of a duplex that you would purchase. So there's some options out there that people are exploring, and it's just been a very different year all around, as you know, for everyone. But I'm happy that we're still able to get people into homes and help people find housing in Whatcom County.
Yeah. What about you, Hillary? How have you seen things shift or change and impact things for you, whether at Habitat or on the affordable housing side of things?
For our organization, because it is such a long process for a partner family to move into that home ownership option that we can build, basically it takes at least 18 months for a family or those home buyers to get into a home from the time that they are approved by our board of directors. But so from that standpoint, not much has changed, but I think we may be seeing a delay on that aspect. We have been seeing quite a few more interest forms and applications being dropped off at our offices, people who are in the market for housing. But I think one of the biggest things that we're seeing is just the housing continuum and the ability for people to, like Kina had said, the ability for people to move from rentals and into home ownership opportunities. You know, people are not, as their jobs are less stable, people are not able to make that move. And so it really has created more of a stall in that ability to transition from rental to home ownership. At the same time, I think that we have also seen more people who are experiencing economic or housing instability. And so more people who have ended up in needing either homeless services, transitional services, or rental assistance. And part of that is, in my personal opinion, because people cannot move out of the rental assistance programs and into those homeownership opportunities. So, you know, that's something I think we'll really be dealing with that for quite a long time. It was already a problem before COVID, and I think that with COVID, it's really going to continue to exacerbate the situation for several years to come. So I think we are going to need to try to figure out what are some other housing options that people can utilize to be able to you know, really continue on their journey and move into some type of affordable home ownership, whether it's something that Habitat for Humanity or Culture Community Land Trust can provide, or whether it's a market rate home.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies. So we are going to have to take another short break, but stay with us. We will be right back. We still have some things we need to unpack. So we're going to dig in a little bit deeper, kind of talk about hopefully where this is going, maybe what the future looks like. Sit tight and we will be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Whatcom Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KJMI. I've been your host this morning, Gina Stark, and we have been talking to Kina Gerbischer and Hillary Pritchard. And we've been having this great conversation about the state of housing in Whatcom County. And just before the break, we were talking about the impact of COVID on housing, both on the for market side and the market rate housing side and the affordable housing side. And so we're continuing having that conversation and seeing, you know, that it obviously, you know, COVID has impacted everything. Nothing is untouchable. Ladies, I wanted to kind of, you know, obviously still, it's still a part of this whole conversation, but I wanted to also kind of talk about this piece that I think that has also been emerging and has also been exacerbated by COVID. And we talk about what's known as workforce housing. And what it was, you know, kind of originally what it means and really what it kind of means today. And so can we talk about this, you know, ladies, can I help our listeners kind of understand what that is and what's significant about that? And maybe Hillary, you can kind of go first and Kina kind of help, you know, just jump in. You know, like I always say, this is a conversation, ladies. So how about you, Hillary, start first.
Yeah, so workforce housing, it really used to be the homes that were available for people who are earning about 100% of the area median income or your average wage in this community. In Bellingham, the average wage for a family of four total household earnings is around $85,300. And so workforce housing is what homes are actually available for people who are earning those wages? And do we even have that housing stock to provide that workforce housing and thus also help offer incentives or bring in other companies who can really help our economy grow, provide more jobs to other people who may need them in town, different things like that. And so You know, we often think of the word of starter homes. There used to be starter homes available in neighborhoods that our parents or our grandparents could get into. And that was just a home to start out their journey, get into a house. Maybe they didn't have kids yet, but it might be a smaller home. And they could use that as a stepping stone to really get into that next home that they might need later on. But it was something slightly lower cost than a lot of the stuff that we might see now, but something that really worked for the families that are in our community at this time.
Yeah. What about you, Kina?
I just wanted to, you know, to follow up on the conversation we were just having. It just, in Whatcom County right now, well, specifically in Bellingham, it really feels like there's a gap between what people can afford and what's actually available. So that's kind of creating that sprawl that we talked about earlier, heading out to outlying areas, Ferndale, you know, Meridian area and things like that. So it's just been an interesting time. And, you know, I want to make sure that everybody understands that it's still a time that we can get into affordable home ownership. There's all sorts of different loan programs that are available. There's a Native American loan program. It's called 184. And with that program, Native Americans can get assistance from their tribe, which is incredible. And also, it's just, you know, there's all sorts of great things rolling around in that program. Plus, there's down payment assistance programs. There's programs for veterans. So in this crazy market time, there's the silver lining that we do have good programs available. And in our office in particular, we have specific things in place to help people win a multiple offer situation. And we have a lot of success stories of people that put in an offer that was not the top offer, but we were able to lay out some very attractive terms to the seller and help get them into the home. So there's all sorts of moving parts and pieces. And, you know, I grew up, we never owned a home. So when I entered home ownership, it was a very proud moment for me. I always rented. So it's always my passion to help other people. And there's nothing better than helping someone who's in that first time home buyer price range finally lock in a home.
Yeah. So yes, folks, and Kina is at the Moolah Group, which I did not mention when I opened up. And Hillary is with Habitat for Humanity at Whatcom County. So thank you for that. So in that, we kind of talked about that, about, you know, what does this new buying trend do for, you know, what homes are available, what affordable homes are available. And so I think that one of the key things is these first-time home buyer programs, right? And I think, and Hillary, does Habitat have first-time home buyer programs as well?
Essentially, we are a first-time home buyer program, really.
Great question.
Yep. So, and even as that, I have definitely worked with other banks, and, you know, I highly recommend, if people are interested in getting into home ownership, talk to a lender, and get that conversation started. There are realtors, lenders, they are just very wonderful about trying to work with you and see what programs and opportunities are out there that can help you get into a home, or give you a path on how to get there. Other great organizations that can help you get that, or help you with that path, are the Culchin Community Land Trust and Whatcom Skagit Self-Help Homes. Those are the other two not-for-profit organizations that I'm aware of in that operate within Whatcom County. Whatcom Skagit obviously works within both, but all three of these organizations, and really everyone who is in the real estate industry, are really working hard to try to get people into homeownership, and try to find something that can work for them, whether it is something that, you know, we might consider either missing middle housing or another alternative housing type, such as condos, townhomes. There's a lot of work that is being done with the city of Bellingham to try to promote some more density within the city of Bellingham that will still preserve a neighborhood's character. You know, instead of switching straight from a single family home to having a multifamily project go in, maybe including some duplexes or some triplexes into a community. And these are really great options that can be utilized by Habitat, but also any other contractors that are working to, because they are aware that these housing types really do not exist for our, in our community, actually in a lot of communities. This is not a Bellingham problem. This is a United States problem, that we need more types of housing that can work for a lot of different, different communities, because we can't really keep the same sprawl and the same suburb style of construction that that has happened in the past.
Thank you. And so, I mean, ladies, what do we see? What do you anticipate seeing for the rest of this year? Maybe going into the next year. I mean, you know, you're both brilliant ladies. You have a crystal ball, don't you?
I wish I did. You go first. Any last parting words?
You know,
okay.
Your time is running out. So yeah.
I wish I did have a crystal ball, but I wanted to just piggyback a little bit on what Hillary said. So it's really important to get together with a trusted professional, whether you start with a real estate broker or a lender. Those are the two key people to help you in the home ownership process. And just a really great story to share. There is a couple of clients that I've represented in a new construction plat, and they were able to reserve the home before they even broke ground on the property. So they were able to pick out the fit and finishes, write up the contract. They're under contract right now. Their house is currently being framed out, and they already have a ton of equity in the home because that specific builder decided to do something really great for the community, in my opinion, and went out and just pre-sold a bunch of lots before they were in final completion stage. So there's a couple builders in Whatcom County that are doing that. So it's a great opportunity for people that are looking for home ownership, and also in these neighborhoods where you can get a single family house and an ADU for people that are, you know, multi-generational housing. So don't lose hope. There are so many great things that are happening in housing today. And it's my thought, if I did have a crystal ball, I do believe that inventory will pick up a little bit and rates will continue to stay low. And hopefully we can get people into housing.
All right. And Hillary, we're going to take one quick last break. So you hold that final thought and we will be right back in just a moment. Welcome back. You're listening to Whatcom Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KGMI. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We've had a great, great time with Keenan Gruber Bashir of the Mulat Group and Hillary Pritchard of the Habitat for Humanity of Whatcom County. Ladies, thank you so much for spending time with me and just kind of unpacking the housing market of Whatcom County. I know it was a hefty topic. And Hillary, I know we only have a few minutes left, but look into your crystal ball and share with us a little bit about next year. What are you hoping for? What do you anticipate?
Absolutely. So one of the biggest things that we're working on is this, the Telegraph Townhome Project that we're working with the Colchin Community Land Trust. And so the things that I am anticipating for this next year are to keep building on that. The first phase of that project is to try to build 23 affordable townhomes. And we currently have 8 completed, 4 under construction, which we are working on completing this year, which will be lovely. And so I anticipate starting the next 11 in that project to bring the first phase up to 23 and hopefully even starting phase 2, which would bring that total project up to 52 townhomes. So that's what I am anticipating for, hoping for in this next year. And of course, if somebody has a land donation they want to call me about, that would be wonderful as well.
And if they want to call you, please tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you, number, website, what's your digits?
So our website is hfhwhatcom.org. You can also find it, of course, by Googling Habitat Whatcom. Please do make sure to include the city or the county because there are 1,400 affiliates nationwide, so it's very easy to end up on the wrong Habitat site. My direct line, though, if you want to reach me, is 360-715-9170. extension 1013. And I would love to take any questions, continue this conversation further, or offer any information you might need.
Thank you. And Kina, how can people get a hold of you at the MULAT group?
So you can reach me via my cell phone, and that phone number is 360-920-3210. It's like a bomb at the end, 3210, easy to remember. And it's 360-920-3210. You can visit our website and search for property on mulattgroup.com. Or you can reach me via email. It's just my first name, Kena, K-E-N-A, at mulattgroup.com.
Oh, ladies, thank you again so much for spending this time with me. I truly appreciate it. Listeners, as always, thank you so much for spending this time with us. I truly appreciate it. And until next time, stay healthy, stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.